Rabbi writes in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Pei Zayin, B'leil Rishon Shel Pesach, Gomrin Halel B'tzibur, B'ne'ima, do it in a nice, no rush, a lot of singing, B'bracha, T'chila V'sof, you make a bracha beginning and end, V'chein B'leil Sheni Shel Shnei Yom Tov, and so too, on Yantz in Gala, so we do it both nights. And the Rama writes, "V'chol zeh ein anu nogin kain ki ein anu omrim b'layla b'beis hakanesis halel klal." So it's a major machlokas, the Machaber and the Rama. Everyone agrees halel at the Seder, that's a given. Bracha, no bracha in the Seder, we'll get into. We don't make a bracha, but halel in the Seder is not a point of contention. Halel b'beis hakanesis, that's an issue of Mechaba Rama. What is this Nakudas HaMachlokas here between the Mechaba Rama? This goes way back to Machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli. It's a Yerushalmi, it's a Tosefta, it's a Mesechus Machas, or Mesechus Sofrim, who says, they quote, what's the source of saying Hallel with a Bracha in Shul Leil Pesach? So they write, the Gemara, the Masechta Sofrim, the Yerushalmi says, Shmone Esrei Yom Yochid Gomer Es HaHalel. 18 days a year we are Gomer Es HaHalel. 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, 1 day of Pesach, 1 day of Shavuos. And in Chutzlar, she had 3 for Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. And then the Tosefta adds, V'layla Echad. 18 days a year, but only one night of the year. And that's what he pointed out. That was his joke about Yom HaTzmut. Maybe it wasn't a joke, I don't know, but that's when he said that's the other night of the year. But now we have to change it to Shnei Leilos. But Laila Echad is referring to Leil Pesach. So how do we know it's referring to Leil Pesach in Shul? Maybe it's Leil Pesach at the Seder. But either way, that's what the Sefta writes. That's what Mechaber seems to be learning.
Said Yachid, no?
Yeah, Yachid Gomer, meaning... But you do it pitzibra, but it means it's an individual's obligation to do it. But even the Mechaber writes, as we're going to see, maybe Davka pitzibra, the Davka writes pitzibra. So
that's what I would think would be the part of the machlokes that they want
to. Yeah, but this way, we'll get to it. There's one machlokes where you say it at all, whether.
Well, everyone says halal at home.
Yeah, no, but halal at the Seder. I'm saying, yeah, here we talk. I haven't, right? All the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Halal and Shul. We're not talking about the Seder. So what's the source of the Machaber? So they quote from the Yerushalmi, Laila Echad. To see, the Bavli, Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Bavli never mentions, all has the same Gemara, the Gemara in time, but never mentions Laila Echad. This is Shmon. So Aruch HaShulchan says, that's why the Minhag HaRamah is nowhere in the Bavli. So it seems to be a Machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli, in terms of whether there's no source in the Bavli at all to say Halal and Shul Leil Pesach. According to Yerushalmi, it's what to discuss. So there's a Machlokas to Pnei Moshe, who's a commentator on the Yerushalmi, and the Rav Yah, how far does this Yerushalmi go? So Pnei Moshe learns this is specifically talking about Halal. There's nothing else that really... That, you know what the Pnei Moshe writes? Why are we saying Halel in Shul? It's for the Eino Baki. In other words, the person who doesn't know, he's not proficient in Hebrew, he doesn't know how to daven. So therefore, the Chazan does a service because we have a mitzvah of doing Halel in the Haggadah, and he's not going to be able to do it. What about the rest of the Haggadah? It's a separate issue, but at least we'll cover the Halel. So he says, since he's an Eino Baki, and therefore, so the Chazan will do him a service. And that's what we'll see. Some will write, that's dafka why you make a bracha in Shul. Since you can't make a bracha in the Seder, so we'll get into that. So according to, if we're going to learn it to the Eino Baki, we're saying it's fundamentally, it's all one chiyuv of Halel. It's just that we're just doing it in Shul for the Eino Baki. The Rav Yah goes even further. He says, not only does the Chazan do it for the Eino Baki Halel, but he does the Ho Haggadah, being all the main parts of the Haggadah. He goes home and he eats. I kiddush b'makom suda. So we paskin, you need kiddush. It has to be, it could be in a different room at the same house. The Rav Yah quotes some shitas, even about Yitzhak, we don't pass in that way, but he writes, so that's what the old practice was, according to him, they did it. If it could make sense, if you're in a bucket, so what are you going to... It's nice to say halal. What about the rest of the Haggadah? So that's a discussion how far it goes for the Eino Baki. But either way, that's what they write. So that's what the Vilna Gaon writes as well. The Vilna Gaon, in explaining the Ramak, we'll see the Vilna Gaon has his own shita. He's going to agree with the Hasidim. But at this point, he's giving, he's going to be giving pshat in the Ramah. So why does the Ramah say no halal in Shul? The Aruch HaShulchan says, because the question is, why should you? But he says there's no Babu, but he says because he learns like this Yerushalmi in the sense of Pnei Moshe, the reason why the Machaber says you do is for the, he agrees with the Eino Baki, but not only is the Gruach Treyash Chasidim, he Treyash is Svardim. He says clearly, you know, the Svardim weren't as educated as the Ashkenaz. We don't have any buckies, or not enough of them to be, make an institution. He's saying historically during those people, they didn't know Hebrew that well. Therefore, in the Sephardi communities, they needed the Eino Baki. But we Bnei Ashkenaz didn't need it. That's how he's explaining the Ramah on why the Ramah never instituted, I don't know, Nogin came. So the Netziv asked the Kasha on the Gra. Let's assume the Gra is right. Let's assume it's all based on the Eino Baki. That's why the Machaber says yes and the Ramah says no. So he says, let's assume you're right, it's for the Eino Baki. Because the Netziv asked, last I checked, Chazaras Hashatz is for the Eino Baki. The Gemara tells us at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the whole institution was this, the Am Shavisadas, the Amaratzim. So yet today, last I checked, we still do Chazaras Hashatz. So the Netziv writes, even though it's true, it might have been instituted for the Eino Baki, but even if we have Bekiyam today, once the institution was given, it should stay. So how come by Chazaras Hashatz it stays? And also, he throws out for those who have the Minig, Kiddush and Shul, Beveis HaKnesses. Also, according to some, it was Kiddush because people ate there. But according to other Rishonim, it was for the Eino Baki. At least let him fulfill his mitzvah and Torah of Kiddush. And he'll go back and he could have his meal. So the Netziv wants to know, how come when it comes to Hallel, we got rid of it because it's an Eino Baki, but yet by Chazaras Hashatz it's there. That's the Netziv's kash on the Vilna Gaon. The Netziv answers, he says, there's a fundamental difference. He says, like, and I heard from Rav Yaakov, in the name of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Moshe Bick, I don't know if you know, he used to be a big postache in Brooklyn during my time in the 70s, 80s, whatever. So they point out that the whole institution, so the Netziv writes, because why do they institute Chazaras Hashatz in Shul? It's a very appropriate place to do it. People come to Shul to daven. There ain't no Baki, doesn't know how to daven. You come to Shul, you hear the Chazaras, so you should get Yotzi davening. That's why Rabik points out that the whole institution of Chazaras Hashatz only makes sense in a Shul, i.e. at a Chassin's Tish, if you're in an airport, there's no reason, I don't know if they say it's us or two, but there's no need to do Chazaras Hashatz. That's why when I went to the flight, was going to board. So I figured there's no way I'm going to get people not to board. So I asked the people, I said, so what time are we boarding? Oh, they said, oh, we're running a little late. They told me, like, oh, great, I said. So first I had to explain to people how you could daven mincha before. And I said, don't worry, we're going to do my after I got to... some of the people I actually knew, some of the people. So I ended up getting, so I said, don't worry, no Chazaras Hashatz. I said, we're in an airport. Not that they knew what I was talking about. Not that they wanted to do Chazaras. But either way, that's what I said. Maybe if you're waiting to stall, like a big Rav's coming and you got to give him a kibbutz, you're looking to stall, so then you have a reason to do Chazaras Hashatz. Not be doing Chazaras Hashatz, but generally speaking, and so I think I even seen some say also that's the Mincha Gedolah also. Some want to say it's only instituted at Mincha Ketana, which is the Iker time to daven Mincha. That's maybe the Minigan Yeshivas. For many Yeshivas who daven Achati Kedusha, they also daven early Mincha. For certain Yeshivas like Chaim Berlin, Rav Huttner, I guess, that his Shita was not to, I assume Rav Schechter continue, but I know they used to daven a regular mincha, and others, most of the yeshivas, I think Lakewood does, like different people, I think Rav Shach, I see the different Rosh in YU, they all have their own minyanim, so I'm not sure if Rav Shach did a chazara. Either way, so that's, in addition, mincha gadol is another reason, and also, they're davening in the shiur room. They're not davening in a Beis HaKnesset. So, that's another reason. But either way, that's what the Netziv writes. So it makes sense. That's the purpose. So even though we have a Eino Baki, we might not have them, but Chazara Sachat, and sure, that's what you come to daven for. You don't go to the Bayit or some wedding hall to daven. And that might be a consequence that you're going to daven Mincha Ma'ariv when you're there, but that's not why you... That's not the purpose of the institution. He says, however, the Netziv writes, Hallel is Shalom Kiddin. There is no place, he means Leil Pesach, that's in generally Hallel, we do daven Hallel and Shul, but he's referring to, he says, Hallel, Leil Pesach, it only belongs in the Haggadah. It belongs during the Seder. There's no place for Hallel at all. It's the only reason they instituted it, it's a Real Shah Sadchak. There ain't no Bucky. So when we had Eino Bikiyam, so we do it. But in a situation where you don't have Eino Baki, we're going to get, by Chazaras Hashatz, that was part of the din, and there was nothing wrong. It's still me din today. But to say Hallel and Shul, there's no institution at all. And therefore, he says, that's why we get rid of it. So it seems to be a fundamental machlokas in the Tziv and the Vilna Gaon, whether the Hallel, Leil Pesach, and Shul is a new takana, or it's part of the same, like, to those like the Tor who writes that they do Hallel and Shul is something you dafka, because you want, since you can't make the bracha at the Seder, you dafka make, it seems like a lot of reasons to make Hallel, but you dafka say Hallel so you can do the bracha, so you don't say the bracha. But obviously, but if we're not making, like, if we don't have to make the bracha, what do I have to be Yotze? But it was funny because Zachariah Hill, actually, he was looking at a old Haggadah in Mac, he found, and there were a couple of things he was asking me, and he said, one of the things he said, he found a Haggadah that had a bracha in the Hallel. So I said, yeah, it's a machokas Rishonim. Today, no one says a bracha, but there were Rishonim who said that was the Hallel, and you made a bracha. And then you just explain why it's not a hefsek, this and that. But that's a fundamental shaila: is the Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, is that the same takana, but it's a dispensation? But you're basically saying the same Hallel, it's the same mechayev, or is it two different? So we're going to get into that. But that seems to be here the machok. If you're saying it's an Eino Baki, that means you're just taking the Hallel that belongs to the Seder, and saying it there, so we'll get into that. So this machlokes mechaber Rama is machlokes Rishonim, machlokes Yerushalmi Bavli, whether you say Hallel in Shul Leil Pesach. There are many Ashkenazic shuls that say Hallel in Shul with a bracha. How come? So there are a couple of reasons. Right, they're going back. They're taking the gra. Now the gra. Now it's coming back to haunt the gra. Now we're amarats and we need it. Yeah, but besides that, so they point out. So first of all, Rav Soloveitchik was big on saying Hallel and Shul. So practically speaking, many of the young Israel rabbis or North are talmidim of the Rav. So he said he told his students. He says, you know what? You should try to institute if. Try to institute, if you could get away with it, try to bring back Hallel in the shuls. It's a good minute you should have. Rav Chaim, his grandfather, told them that they should say Hallel. I'll give you the lemnitz in a minute, but he said you should say Hallel in shul. And he says, but don't make a big bilchama. I'll tell you what he's alluding to, because there's a maisa with Rav Soloveitchik when he first came over to Boston. So I guess he was a young rabbi then, and I guess it probably was something like this year. I don't know if it was Pesach, but it's a bit, so we do Birkas Kohanim on Yontif. Some Sephardi you do it every day, but Eretz Yisrael, but in Minhag Ashkenaz, that's another Ramah, we're not Shori, maybe Sephardi, I'm a Shori B'Simcha, we're not Shori B'Simcha, and therefore we don't do Hallel every day. We don't do Birkas Kohanim every day, we don't do Hallel every day either. But we don't do Birkas Kohanim, so There was, I guess, there was. So what's the story when the bear, when it Yomtiv falls out on Shabbos? So apparently there was some minig in Europe. I think that was the minig of Ostrov here, even though they probably do it now here. But they used to, when I first came, they didn't do it. They did. Some places don't do Birkas Kohanim when Yomtiv falls out on Shabbos. It's not really, there's no really any makor for it, but it.
You in the tune? Or the
no, they don't do Birkas
Kohanim. No, here they do the tune without the Birkas.
No, now I'm saying, yeah, that's everyone does it without.
No, because of the Hatavas Cholom, you're not supposed to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, see, that you don't know. Everyone agrees you don't say that, but I'm saying they somehow not to do it at all. Okay. So when they told the Rehi was bad, one, what are you talking? Of course you do Birkas Kohanim. So he got into a big fight with his Balabatim, and he likes to say he won the battle but lost the war. They got to do Birkas Kohanim, but he got fired after Yontif. So he told it, you don't have to give up your Parnassa for it. Don't, if it's going to get you fired, then go without Halab. If you could convince your Balabatim to say, so in fact, a friend of mine told me when he started a new job, you know, a Rav somewhere, so they went over, you know, the different minhagim of the, so the, I guess the board, whoever, yes, whoever runs the shul, said to him, so is there anything you want to add or take away? Like, so he says, oh yeah, actually, if you're asking me, I wouldn't mind adding Hallel Leil Pesach, because from the, he's a Talmud and, you know, whatever, he's from YU. So they said, okay, you know, and they, you know, so some people didn't like it either, the Yuckies don't go for it, he's in Washington Heights, this guy. But either way, so he instituted it, and there was no, so the Rav said, if there's no Mechama, you should go ahead and try to institute it. That was the practice Rav Chaim told his kids to. And in fact, I'll get to the Briska Rav, the Rebbe he was in a minute. But and so therefore, number one is you have many Ashkas, because the Briskers say to say Hallel Pesach in Shul. And the Vilna Gaon, see the Vilna Gaon I gave you before was just explaining the Ramah. But that was, and now it's an interesting story.
Not necessarily his opinion.
Right, it wasn't his opinion, because there's another Grom. And it'll be an interesting story in Vilna with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, with the first, Shulchan Aruch Harav. I'll get to you, maybe you know it even. But, so it's a famous story. But either way, so the Vilna Gaon writes.
Why don't you think he knows the story with the Grom?
No, but.
He knows all the stories.
Hmm? This isn't the Grom story, that's a separate one. I'm assuming the Grom story he knows. If anyone knows the different version to this story, but either way, so and the Nodi Behuda with the Baal Shem Tov, but either way, so so they point out that the Vilna Gaon says, "I'll tell you why you should say Hallel Leil Pesach." The source, what's the source to say it? We have a halacha. We know near Chanukah that the Gemara tells us you chayev to light near Chanukah, Babaya. So there's nowhere in the Gemara, but there's a minig Yisrael. And the Mechaber brings it down. Even the Mechaber, who generally says not to make a bracha in Hagim, even the Mechaber agrees that one should say, one should light candles near Chanukah, Beveis HaKnesses, with a bracha. That's a Beferish Mechaber. And it's a big Kiddush, the Mechaber is saying it. Of course, the Ramah, we make brachas on in Hagim, like Chatzi Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. So the Mechaber writes, you make it with to the Grayas. What's the source? This is interesting, historically speaking, I think it's the Tashbeis or the Radvaz, one of them say, that where did this develop? Because the original institution was outside, so they used to light Pesach Beso. But B'Shas Sakana, they brought it in, so then all you had Persumei Nisa for Yabaya, so therefore that's when they instituted, you know what, we have to try to get Persumei Nisa working, so they put it in the shul. That's a separate machlokes, Rav Salavashik and Lubavitcher Rebbe, how far. The Rav is very strong on Dafka Beveis HaKnesses. That was the Takana, not, you know, and then the Rebbe went, you know, City Hall and all that. He's working with the Meiri, that if the whole purpose is Persumei Nisa, then he's assuming there are more people in City Hall than there are in the shul. So he's probably right about that. And the Rav Worm, I know the Dafka, that's Rav Chaim, it's Dafka, the whole Takana is Dafka between Mincha and Meirav in the shul. And if there's only, you won't even make a bracha according to them, to the, you know, they're very makpid. That's always a big shy what you do for, should you make a bracha if you're going to light candles before mincha? That's, so he's very, so the Rav is very makpid on dafka, the Beis HaKnesses, dafka, and, you know, the Rebbe had his sheet. So either way, however you extend it in the shul, you do it based. So what is that based on? So the Gra says, because we have a halacha, or he's telling us, this is the halacha, that any time we have a chiyuv to do persume nisa biyachid, Chazal also set up a persume nisa barabim. So we had it set up, but you know, so originally I guess maybe he assumes it was always barabim outside, he didn't have to, so once they brought it in, they wanted to set up a persume nisa barabim. So it's the same thing here. We have Hallel, Dawud Kosos, Leil Pesach, we have a dinner persume nisa, the Dawud Kosos. So how did they want to set up persume nisa barabim? I said the Hallel, Leil Pesach, and Shul. That's the Lashon Betzibor, you know, Dafka owned the Vahalo Betzibor, but the Ima, that's what the Vilna Gaon says the source is, and he was strongly a proponent of saying Hallel and Shul.
And it would be a separate thing, nothing to do with that.
Exactly right, so I'm saying it's in the, right, it's in the, well, it depends, it depends how you learn his Pshat in, it's in the Ner Chanukah, right, it's a separate, it's still, it's definitely a separate Takana, right, because it's Takana in the shul, but it was based on the presuming nisa. Yeah, so how he fits in, whether he learns, it's a total new takana or not that we could debate in the gra. You know, it's open to discussion. But he's just saying it's stemming from the halal. Yeah, so we could argue. You know, definitely different than just the Eino Baki. Yeah, so that's the Vilna Gaon. So you have the Mechaber says you do it. You have the Brisker say to do it. And you have the Gra saying, and the Hasidim say to do al pi Kabbalah, they say you're supposed to say Hallel and Shul that night as well. So actually, before I get to the interesting story with the Brisker Rav, so the Chaim Soloveitchik had two kids, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, maybe he had more, but the two I know, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, which who is the Rav's father, the Rav from, and the Brisker Rav, Rav Elvel, who went to Yerushalayim. So they say, so he didn't go for this Hallel and Shul. I'm talking about this even in Bris. So they say over. So in Bris, when they used to say Hallel and Shul, I guess in the yeshiva, the Brisker Rav and Rav Simcha Zelig, who was the dayan in Bris, they used to walk out during Hallel and they used to mifalpel. Are we supposed to be? Should we be saying Hallel? The reason why the Brisker Rav was against it, he thought it was a concern of a bracha of Atola. He thought, how could you make a bracha? So he was being mefalp. I guess he had the same pilpul every year, which was simply, and after Hallel was over, they came back into the, so Brisker, you know, against Rav Chaim, he walked out of Shul. And not only that, but they say in Yerushalayim, it's hard, you think in Brisker, it's hard, in Israel, it's hard to find, because everyone follows the growth. It's hard to find a minion in Israel who doesn't have Hallel because you have the Gra and everything else. So the Brisker Rav used to storm out during Hallel in Yerushalayim, and so he stormed out in Brisk also. So the Chaz, because of he was the issue with Sabek Bracha. So the Chaz and Ish, they say, used to stay in, but he didn't make a bracha. He was also concerned of Sufik. So to me, it's a simple Eitzah. Is just listen to the. Someone's got to make the bracha of Atal. Let the, you know, like. That's what you do. The chaz, so just the chaz, at least you have a carbon up there, whoever the chazan is, they make the bracha. Yeah. That's what Rabbi Green likes doing for Yom HaAtzmaut. He likes to find one of the, you know, shluchim they're going to make with the bracha. And then, if you can find some, the question is, if you can't find, you know, you'll get. Then you just get someone to get up. It doesn't know. He'll make a bracha anyway. You don't have to tell him. So, well, this is what I'm saying. How, either way, that's a separate Shia Hallel and Yom HaAtzmaut. So,
he did that in Rosh Hashanah.
What?
Rosh Hashanah, the Sephardi minion.
They said Hallel?
I don't know. I don't like that they do this, but whatever.
They
got an Ashkenazi to say bracha on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, you mean for the chauffeur?
Yeah.
Oh, for the Shachiyana, yeah.
Shachiyana, because we don't say it.
Right.
It's probably Hepsek. Anyways, you get somebody to do it. So this year, I told him, the guy that you got was Sparty. He didn't realize. He didn't know. He was like, oh, I thought it was a new guy. I didn't know.
Exactly.
Happens to be a Sparty guy.
Yeah, so why do you, there's no need, why, if it's a Sparty, you don't need a Shekhi, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
in fact,
yeah,
you shouldn't have one, probably. Like.
Yeah, that's what I think. But
yeah, if you're a Davka, go ahead and make a Shekhi, you know. Unless it's staying, probably wants to. But I guess it's different here because he wants to be able to make. He needs Ashkenazim for the minions in order to get them. It's a, okay, that's something different already. That's a, you know.
No, no. We
might join.
Exactly. Yeah, so then...
Shechianu guy. We're also here playing.
Yeah.
That's what we do, Shacharis, and we do...
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, so that's like, we have an Ashkenazi minion in Shalom Village. That's where I run.
You don't have
No, we have Ashkenaz. I have the Ashkenaz minion. You have the Sfard, and they have Nusach Sfard. So we're covered. Three different minyanim. Yeah, so to the Briska, right?
It's pretty much the same as Sfard.
Yeah, so then so the Briska Rav, because so the Chaz and Ish stayed in. So. So the Shiloh is like this, so therefore, so that's how, actually I got an email from one of my, for the Pesach Hotel, I got an email from someone, I guess, who hasn't been there before. He sends me an email saying he wants to know if I could work out a Hallel Leil Pesach Minyan. He tells me that, it must be an older YU guy because I know that he's, but he told me, like Rav David Lipschitz, who was a Suva, he was a big Rav, you know, he was literally across the hall from me when I lived in YU. He used to run out, he died with Nusach Ashkenaz, so there was a Nusach Sfar right across, literally across the hall, like they died. Rav Weiss, who was my Yerideir teacher, he used to run out to try to catch Hallel, you know, because he didn't want to institute Hallel. It was so you didn't want to go against the Ramah, so he tried to catch. So I said, don't worry. I said, you know, we've been doing it every year. That's what I usually do. I make an announcement. This year I'm going to give, this time I'm going to give a shiur on Hallel Leil Pesach right before. I just usually just tell them, well, what basically we're going to do a regular davening, and then those who want to say, you know, say Hallel, and a lot of people stay anyway. And we're going to do the Hallel after. So I say, so now I'll be able to tell them. I said, for those, so the question is, what do you do if you're an Ashkenaz and davening in a Sfard minion, a Sfard and Ashkenaz minion? Then it's a step. Maybe you don't say Hallel at all because it says Betzibor. Let's say you don't say Hallel normally, but you're in a minion that says Hallel. So therefore, it depends. So I said, I'm going to tell them. So those who are going to walk out, you tell me them at the Briska Rav. So Rav Moshe was very big on keeping the minig of the place. So Rav Moshe, let's say that's why by every, let's say Myrav, many people show me so loud, but minig, straight minig Ashkenaz, is to go ahead and do the, so the Rav Moshe has the tshuva based on the Gemara in Psachim about, with Hallel, that when they made a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh, that basically that you even can make a bracha on a minhag, you know, you could break a, you know, in a part that's of Avraham Yosef also, I think, say that also.
About what?
If a Svardi's davening in an Ashkenaz, if he's, you know, he's the chazan about making the brachas. You could even, Rav Moshe writes, you could even make, even if your minhag is not to say Baruch Hashem Olam Amen, Rav Moshe is very big on minhag hamakam, you could go ahead and even make a bracha.
No,
in fact, I'm not sure if I'm not sure.
He's very big into minhag Sfardi.
Yeah, I know, but if you're a Sfardi and an Ashkenaz minion, I'm talking about.
You're probably more familiar than
Yeah, so either way, so that, so the, in fact, it's an interesting mice on the Lower East Side, they say over, I guess Rav Moshe, he got his RJ Jeb, I guess maybe he was older, he couldn't get out all the time, so there was a Hasidish minion in his building.
Right.
Oh, you know about it?
No, I think I remember hearing this.
Yeah, and they always wore a garzel. That was the meaning of the. So Rav Moshe came down. So the Talmud said to the Rebbe, "It's Rav Moshe. Should we tell Rav Moshe to put? No, leave Rav Moshe alone. He doesn't have to wear a garzel." So I guess you know now it's about whatever 9 o'clock. So Rav Moshe turns around and says, "Nu, where's the garzel? Don't you? Isn't the minhag here to wear a? Where's my garzel?" So Rav Moshe already knew. So Rav Moshe was very, he was always that way of bringing in. So therefore, so Rav Moshe would say, it doesn't make a difference. Well, if you're in a shul that's doing it, you go ahead, you should do it. So that's, you know, that's the Rav Moshe. The Briska Rav obviously, you know, didn't feel that way, you know, and then, but anyway, but minimally, I don't see what the problem is listening to the bracha anyway, you know, if you're going to say Hallel. You know, that gets into, I guess, the old question, if you're saying Hallel on a day where you're not mechayev to, maybe, you're Magadev and a Macharev, that's a separate issue. But I'm just saying is, but that's not even the issue they're talking about. So it's a famous story with I think it was the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he was ended up in Vilna, Leil Pesach, and he ended up in in Vilna, so they obviously, I don't know, obviously not, but interesting, they didn't follow the Gra. See, the Gra wasn't the Mora de Astra. They didn't listen to the, no one listened to the Gra in Vilna. That
yeah,
wasn't the, yeah, whatever, but either way, the Shul, the Mora de Astra, what, they obviously didn't, they didn't say Hala, so I guess the Rebbe was there, he had some time, and he stayed after, and he said Hala with the Bruck, and I guess later on that day, the next morning, the Gabbai found out, and he was steaming, and he told the Mora de Astra, and the Mora de Astra was steaming, he started screaming at the Rebbe, and he says, you know, so he says, you know, we're Ashkenaz, we follow the Rama, writes, V'chol ze'enu nogin ken, ki ein anu urma b'laygo v'esakneses ahalel. Wow, he says, so the Rebbe said, I'm sorry, you know, whatever, we shouldn't have done it, but let me ask you something, he says to the Mora. He says, were you there when the Rama said it? Do you know, I think you're misunderstanding what the Rama was saying. The Rama was saying, you know what the Rama was saying? V'chol ze'enu nogin, he was doing a nebuch, you know what? Unfortunately, our meaning is we don't say it. He was bemoaning, but really the Rama felt you should say it. But he was bemoaning. That's how the Rebbe learned the Rama. He wants to say even the Rama's in agreement. So, but either way, so that's the mice. But it's funny that they didn't even follow the Gra in Vilna. So it was. So that's why the meaning. That's why the meaning is because you have everyone saying Hallel. Now you have. That's why it's hard to find an Ashkenaz minyan which doesn't say Hallel anymore, because you have the Mechaber, you have the Gra, you have the Chasidim, and you have the Briskers. You have everyone saying, you know, Hallel with a bracha. So you're hard pressed today to find the minyan without it. Then what do you do? That's different. You know, Ramosha would say, you just do go. You say it. You follow the minyan of the place, and he hasn't even seen. But there's no. You know, see, that's the shaila with the Ramosha. There's no need to make a bracha because, you know, if it would be clear that by you saying Hallel without a bracha, then Ramosha would definitely hold to make it. But it's not clear. Like if you, I don't know if the person next to you is noticing, like if you don't have to say Hallel, you don't have to say a bracha according, if you're Ashkenaz, you don't have to say a bracha according. Ramosha is saying you shouldn't do, so if you're Chazaras Hashaj, so, even according to Ramosha, it's not a big deal. Even he should be Moda. You should just answer Amen to the Chazan's Bracha, but you could expect to say Hallel. But he generally goes with the Minig. And others say, you know, the Briska Rav, you know, clearly didn't go for the Minig. So that's the whole also issue of, that's the similar issue of Tfilin and Chalamite. That's the old also, because it's the old Machokas Machaber Amah. That the Mechaber says not to wear tefillin, the Rama writes to wear tefillin. So the pure, the minig Ashkenaz. That's why somebody asked Rav Scheinberg they were starting. I don't know if they were starting, but they were took over an Ashkenaz shul. So they asked him about Leil Pesach. He says, no, in deference to the Rama, you shouldn't officially say Hallel. So, but the case was a lot of people say it, so they just. They did Aleinu in the Kai. Then he just did a bunch of them did Hallel. He didn't want to go against the Rama so explicitly. But the same issue is by Tfilin. By Tfilin, the Mechaber writes no Tfilin. The straight Minig Ashkenaz like me is I wear Tfilin on Chol Hamoed. It's a Machok. I don't go so far as making a bracha. That's the whole. Some even say with a bracha. But you know, we suffer bracha so hakel. At least you know I put it on without a bracha. So today also it's a similar thing. Many people, I think, you'll be hard. It's hard to find people who wear tefillin these days. I'm in the I'm still, you know, my minorities, you know, in Hallel and in tefillin, I'm losing it. You know, because why? Again, because number one. So first of all, why? Really, it's difficult. Why the whole the Mishkanas Yaakov writes how the whole minhag changed. Really, at one point in Jewish history, everyone wore tefillin on Chol Hamoed. In fact, they bring a raya from Rashi. The Gemara talks about in Sukkah, that the Anshe Yushalayim, they used to walk around holding the lulavim. And it says, Asu Mitzvahs Harbe. So I don't know if the Gemara writes or Rashi writes, what were they doing? So they had the tefillin on, the lulav. So what do you mean they had the tefillin? Obviously, it must have been Chol Hamoed. They weren't wearing. So either way, so the Mishkanas Yaakov writes that everyone wore tefillin. either they found, was it the Arizal or the Shla, one of them, one of the Bali Kabbalah, the Zohar, one of the three. One of the Kaddosh people wrote, they found the writing that you shouldn't, it's Usur, Yechayev Misa, if you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because, I don't know why you'd be Chayev Misa, but because you don't, who needs tefillin? Chol HaMoed is like, takes the place of the holiness of Chol HaMoed. You don't need the tefillin, therefore it's Usur to wear tefillin on. So it's interesting, I guess, when they found it, one year they, you know, when they actually stopped and started. But either way, historically speaking, everyone will. But now, so the Mechaba writes not to wear tefillin, and the Chassidim also, pi kabbalah, you don't wear. And again, you have the Gra, and you have the Gra and the Briskers also. The Briskers, Rav Soloveitchik also held from wearing, not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. He had because I think it was based on the Gemara talks about how like a ger or a ger told how a person could keep Shabbos without keeping Shabbos, what you should do. So there's a Gemara over there, but the shaila is what about Chol HaMoed? That's the whole discussion also by Chol HaMoed. So the Briskers have a raya from a Gemara that they think that, at least the way they interpret the Gemara, that we see, it's, you know, that you can't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the Briskers don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Groa, that's what the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is, not to wear, even if I'm an Eretz Yisrael, I have to wear only Bitsina I put on. I can't wear tefillin. But even though it doesn't make any sense why today there are many other, they don't follow.
Well, in Eretz Yisrael, they follow the Groa and everything.
That's, I know, but
Ashkenazim Duchan, and they say Shechen by Bris.
Yeah,
everything.
Exactly, yeah. So therefore, I did, you know, so... So I remember putting on tefillin.
Apparently there are thousands and thousands of Talmidei HaGra that
make. I know, but a lot of people after, but it made sense when they first went there, the Ramban and the Gra, but today you have people all over, either way. But anyway, the Minhag HaGra is still strong in Israel. So therefore you have, again, you have the same thing. You have the Mechaber, the Svardim, the Chassidim, so therefore, and also a lot of people. What do they do?
They wait.
Yeah, I assume, yeah.
If you don't want to wear tefillin, you have to dive in.
Yeah, because Weiser, I think, still wears with me.
We join.
You go on the side?
We join for Hakafas.
Yeah, so...
Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we join.
Yeah, that's where Moshe writes that in Minhag America, there are no Minhagim, so therefore there's no Los Yisgoda to do.
You
know, I mean...
And the Sfaradim and the Chassidim.
That's why I remember when I first...
People who had grandfathers were Chassidim.
But when I came to Hamilton, I'm still one of the few, because I remember, I think it was me and maybe... It was Stan's son, Jordan Katz. I don't know if you know who he is. He came in. But either way, so I was... So originally, you know, so I was in the back. And, you know, I dive in the back anyway. But basically a couple... It was funny. So a lot of people didn't know. They come and they saw me wearing tefillin. They stopped putting on tefillin. You know, I said, no, you don't have to... You know. So basically, of course, so therefore, number one, in the many Bali tshuva, they don't... So therefore, you know, whoever they're... So they don't put on... So as I like to say, the easy choice... If you have... the easy choice is not to put on. A lot of people are, you know, that's achei shachanu ba'onesu v'ratzon. Many people are v'ratzon. They don't have to put it. They don't want to put on tefillin. So you go with the easy. You know, at least hallel. That's in the ima. People enjoy saying hallel. So therefore, you know, it's not such a big deal. People don't mind saying hallel. But putting on tefillin, I have to bring my tefillin down. It's a whole big dray and this. So people are looking for reasons not to put on tefillin. So it's already
popular.
Exactly. It's very popular not to put on tefillin, even for those Ashkenaz. And then, so in the hotel, you know, I said, there's no Los Yisgoda. You know, we have a mix. Whoever puts on, I put on. So, but I'm very tolerant. I let people not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. I think the Briska Rav, even though he didn't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, they say after Yontav was over, for like a week after, he used to like leave his tefillin on longer. For like, I guess he held it was a din in minutes, like he's making up whoever the shot is, but he left his tefillin on. He, instead of taking him off like 5 minutes, he left him on for an hour, whatever the time was. And I like the Satmar Shita. I heard that someone told me over. So for Satmar, what they do is the Bachrim wear tefillin and the married people don't wear. What's the pshat? So the pshat is because why? Alpi nigla, you should be wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Alpi kabbalah, you don't. So you don't get involved in kabbalah until you're married. So therefore, so I like the minhag, and assuming it's true, that's what someone told me. So while if you're single, so you wear tefillin, but once you become married, I guess they have something to do with. I guess they want to encourage people to get married. You know, you don't. I don't know if you don't want to get married, but you don't have to wear tefillin kol hamoed. So that's usually enough to push. That's usually enough to push people over. So that's, you know. So always those two things always go together to be Hallel Leil Pesach. And how it's really, it starts off a Machaber Ramah, but it's really, it's everybody against the Ramah, and most of the Ashkenaz don't wear tefillin, and they do say Hallel. So it's hard to find the true Ashkenaz. You know, I guess the Yekis are still true people, the Washington Heights. It's hard to find someone who really keeps the Minhag Ashkenaz these days. I think in the Svarim, I think Rav Hamburger, who writes about Minhag, he writes, it's always been the Minhag Ashkenaz. It's not so pushy. There, you find earlier the Maharshal, different people write how there was some practices in Ashkenazi community. They did wear, they did say Hallel. But that definitely was the Ramah, definitely was the accepted minhag in Ashkenazi communities. So where do you, so I guess you dive in an art, so the Bayit does do Hallel?
The Bayit does.
And Arnold does, or where do you dive
in? Franklin?
Yeah.
Base Franklin?
Yeah, I'm sure Base Franklin does for sure. Either Chassid, you know, they definitely Nusuk Svar and the Chassidim, or at least the, you know, they definitely do Hallel.
So I call I mean.
Oh yeah, it'd be interesting what Rabbi Shon.
He's a brisker, but I don't remember.
Oh, so if he's a brisker, then it depends if he's with Chaim or the brisker Rav.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll see. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Rabbi Krupkin, I think gave a whole speech that no one better leave before Hallel or. Like they have to, that's the minhag, and he gave a whole shir supposedly, I think it was 2 years ago.
Defending it,
and that no one should leave in the middle, and
everyone's
or
yeah.
We're not pausing for a second, so you're either going to leave before whatever, and then
see,
you're over this.
I guess I'm going to make the opposite announcement. I'm saying, might make the other, and I said, this is what we're doing. Everyone, whoever has the minhag not to say, whoever has the minhag not to say Hallel, should leave after davening. I'm not saying should leave. You know, I'm like, I'll see what my language will be. But I'll just say, I'll probably say, the minhag Ashkenaz is not to say Hallel Pesach after Ramah, but there are many who have, even among Ashkenaz, and there are many we're going to say, so this is what we're doing. This is the practice. A person will decide, you know, if you want to leave, if you're a Talmud of the Briska Rav, you should walk out. If you're a Ramosha, you could stay in.
That's with less than 10,
but
you're still going
to. But that's what I'm saying. But I like to point out, I like to tell them, but it says bin Ne'ima. A lot of people rush through the Hallel Pesach. I said, if you're going to do it right. Do it. I'll tell, you know, Joey Blackman, you don't know him. He used to be like Cafe, like Chalet. And,
oh, I do know.
So he's from Hamilton. He's my cousin, and he's coming to the hotel.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah, so I'll tell him. I'll tell him to do it in the Ima.
That's right.
Because I'm not eating with him the first Seder. He could do it in the Ima.
What about the Tzibur thing?
Yeah, and also it's a shiloh. What about Svardi women? Should they? So if they're in shul, the pashas they could take the chayiv, but it's a, you know. So but that's the shiloh. Let's say a Svardi woman who's not in shul, should she say it?
Well, it's more of a chiv than.
No, but I'm saying because if she's in shul, so the mechaber is saying she have a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to say how she says it with a bracha. The mechaber says she say. So if a woman's in shul, I'm talking about a Sephardi woman because Ashkenaz can make it anyway. But I'm just saying. So I remember it's to discuss the shiloh if it's Sephardi woman. So if they, let's say they don't go to shul, but should they say how? That's all. So if definitely not with the bracha, because it's a shiloh, even if a man should do it with a bracha if he's not betzibor.
Right.
So I would say for sure not a Svardi woman. But I'm saying
a Svardi woman wants to?
If a Svardi woman wants, let's say, you know, because if you're assuming that Svardi have to say, it's a chiyuv to say Hallel,
but it's not more of a chiyuv than the next morning.
No, right, no, but I'm saying is in
so
terms...
What's that in the next morning for a Svardi?
Right, no, you're right, it's no different than in terms of making...
A bracha.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but in terms of, that's only, I thought, the things that women are in chayiv in. So that's right. That gets in. That touches. That right. That touches on the other shaila. Is this a new takana? Because everyone agrees, and everyone will might say nosha machayev in the halel leal seder.
Yeah.
But it's not. But the question is, what about it? That's another suffix, because if it's the halel, if we're doing it, it's the same. Then if it's the chayev in that one, but if it's a separate takana, then they wouldn't. Right, then you're right. Then it's the same.
Are they chayev of pursuing nisa by the seder? They are.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that gets in. That's what the briskers say. The briskers have a different shot. So why the two? Because they say the halel you say at the seder, that's b'toras shira. But the halal you say, well, and sure, that's b'toras yantar, b'toras kriya, so that's why they make a chiluk and lamdis in terms of why we have two halals, and that's why you don't make a bracha on one and the other. So I'd say, you know, usually if it's fired to a woman, you bet it's a shiloh for a man too, so therefore for sure a woman, you're right. So I'd say, if it's b'din the halal, then this is what they're talking about, you're right. If it's the regular halal, on Yontif, then there wouldn't even be a Shaila they shouldn't be doing, right? No more than. But if they're in Shul, they could hear the Chazan anyway, yeah.
And because the one on the Agadah is Mitzad Shira, there's no bracha.
Right, that's the famous Amran in the Shemer of Haigon. Because what's the Pshat doesn't make any sense. Because let's say it's spontaneous. Like, let's say, because Chayiv Adol Lurus is Asmuk Yontif, a miracle just happened to us. And now we're overjoyed. We scream out, wait a second. I'm only I have to do it. So the effort takes away from the host. So therefore, in Shul, it's b'toras kriya. It's regular halas. So you have to say it. But that's why dafka no bracha and how. You know, besides other reasons, hefsik. You know, you can't make a bracha because you're only doing the first. You know, but that's the briskers. That's the Ron B'Shem Rav Haigon. That's Bahawel b'toras shira, and therefore you can't. It doesn't. You don't make a bracha if it's shira.
What would the hefsek be?
The hefsek is you're only reading two paragraphs, and you're eating, and because we split up the halal and the seder, not in shul. In the seder, the whole thing's split up. We have a whole meal in between.
Yeah.
Some say that's not a hefsek; that's a sudas hodah. But others say, you know, and you're only doing two, and then other
eating is the halal.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, exactly. There's two different halas. Because one is. Because in one place they say she's supposed to eat halal on an empty stomach, the other halal on a full, you know, so that's a whole discussion there. You know, which halal, one is... Exactly, yeah, so, you know, they put, yeah, in terms of that. And then it gets in, because also it's totally different, because we never say halal at night, that's a special pasuk, Hashir Yelam Kalea Deschad Eshchag. That's why we do it dafka, we sit. That's why they talk about there's so many differences between the halal because it's b'toras shira, it's not b'toras kriya. So,
but in shul it's at night and you don't sit.
No, right. No, the shul, because that's not b'toras shira.
Oh,
that's
okay.
B'toras. The one in shul is like that's a raya that it's not.
So shul's a minig?
Yeah. Okay. That's like the minig, according to the Gra, that's the same minig of lighting Hanukkah candles in shul. But everyone agrees that's a real chiyuv.
Some people don't like candles in shul.
Like candles, right?
By Hanukkah.
Oh no, today no. I'm saying I think the minhag you saw everyone lights Hanukkah. Everyone lights, and I think everyone does. Why did I say not? Or you just
what candles are you talking about?
Did I say candles or?
I guess some.
No, Hanukkah candles. Maybe I said candles, but I meant
something that I don't know.
No, because I meant, but I don't know if I said it. But basically, Hanukkah. I was just saying Hallel. He was asking something about Hallel El Pesach. So I said, yeah, it's the minhag according to the Gra. That's the same minhag of saying it's out to be pesumei nisa, and you make the bracha. But it's a different.
It has nothing to do with doing shira. Like
it depends how you learn.
You
it depends how you learn. It depends how you learn the machokas, the nitziv, and the gra.
You want to see more.
You know. It depends if you're learning whether it's a new takana or it's part of the same. But either way, you can have kashas in both directions. No matter how you're going to reconcile them, in terms of that.
You're always that late at the.